Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC comes from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Good afternoon. I'm your Alaska Live host, Lori Neufeld. Joining me here at the KUAC studios, the Borealis Brass Ensemble. Jim Vichico, will you introduce our players today?
Yes, we have on trumpets Dr. Karen Gustafson, Campbell Longworth, on horn, Jane Aspinas, on tuba, John Aspinas, and myself on trombone.
Great. And let's get started with some music, and then we can talk about some exciting news for the ensemble and where you're headed soon. Do you want to introduce this first piece?
Sure. This first piece is called Koledi 2012, which I believe is Polish for Christmas 2012. It's a compilation of four different Polish Christmas carols, and it's done for us by Sherry Troop, who got her master's degree in music composition from UAF a few years back and has written for us several times. And we called on her again for this trip.
Great. This is the Borealis Brass Ensemble right here on KUAC's Alaska Live.
Thank you.
gorgeous. The Borealis Brass joined me here at the KUAC studios for Alaska Live. Jim, you said that there was a UAF student who wrote that for you. It was a commissioned work?
Yes. Sherry Troop studied and got her degree in 2006. She studied composition with me, and we commissioned her for the UNESCO World Forum in 2005, and we played one of her works in Los Angeles there. She wrote again for us in 2006, and those two pieces made it onto our album Roman Holidays, Holy Day of Joy and A Cold Coming We Had of It. So when we got called to go back to Italy this year, we decided to call on her again. And Jane had a set of favorite Polish carols that she had done with her horn choir over the years. And so rather than send her that arrangement, I just sent her the melodies and said, set these for us. And it's typical, wonderful Sherry Troop writing, and we're so happy to have it.
Borealis Brass is made up of mostly UAF Music Department faculty. You have a student here with you also, is that correct?
Yes, we have Campbell Longworth, who is, I believe, a senior in music education. And he's been sitting in this semester as a rehearsal trumpeter. Hannah Johnston, who is just graduated from our master's program in trumpet performance and now teaches in Anchorage and is a member of the Anchorage Symphony, is coming with us to Rome. And we've been rehearsing with her back and forth between Anchorage and Fairbanks. But in the meantime, Campbell has sit in. And the reward for Campbell is later this year, we're going to Malaysia and he's coming with us.
Oh.
And we're also going to his hometown of Petersburg in May, so he gets to go to that. So he doesn't get to go to Rome with us, but he does get to travel with us and has worked his way in and earned his keep, so to speak, as a rehearsal trumpeter first, and then he'll get to travel with us.
So you've mentioned a few times that you are traveling to Rome, and that is upcoming here for the holiday season. Is that correct?
Yes. We actually leave, well, some of us are leaving at different times, but we're all gathering in Bellingham, Washington on the 12th of December, and we're going to play at the Lummi Nation School on the 13th, which is a wonderful opportunity to play for children, and then we're going to play in Linden, Washington at the Janssen Fine Arts Center before we head off on the 16th. To Rome, and where we have concerts, a concert in Rome on the 19th of December, and then concerts all throughout the Lazio region of Italy, which is the surrounding province of Rome. And we'll be playing in several small cities and villages for their Christmas festivals.
That's so exciting. And this is not the first time that you've toured to Rome. It's like the fourth or fifth time, possibly, that the Borealis Brass has been there, right?
This is the fourth time we've been invited back.
Yeah. And every time it's been, they've invited you to come and perform.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yep.
And how did that first connection, how was the first connection made with Rome, Italy, and Fairbanks, Alaska?
Well, the first connection was made through Patricia Adkins Keady and Suzanne Somerville. They had known each other through various women in music organizations. And in the year 2000, the Catholic Church had a year of jubilee. And Patricia and her foundation were asked to put on a series of concerts for that celebration of jubilee. They were sponsored by the Vatican and her foundation, the Foundation Adkins Keady Donne in Musica, which is Women in Music. And so we auditioned to be part of that and won a spot on that December 29th. We were the last concert in the series. We played at the Basilica Santa Maria Sopra Minerva, right across from the Pantheon in Rome.
Nice.
Great historic church where sadly Galileo was excommunicated and happily popes were elected until St. Peter's was built. So great, great historical building and wonderful acoustic. So our performance there was very successful. It was broadcast on Italian television and radio, and we were invited back in 2003 And this time we were invited to bring students of ours, and we brought an octet and performed again all over, not only in Rome, but out in the provinces. As I said, we played at the UNESCO World Forum in 2005, where we were featured on a gala concert that was put on by the foundation. And then in 2006, they invited us back, this time for mainly concerts around Rome. And this year, we were invited to audition again. And we did, and were invited to come back and do the tour of the Lazio region again. So it's been a really wonderful collaboration between us and Suzanne and the Foundation Adkins Keady.
Well, and just a great excuse to have you back here on Alaska Live, too. You know, it's like, oh, you're going to Rome again? Hey, you must have a wonderful, some wonderful pieces picked out, so come share them with Fairbanks. And
yet another honor to Alaska, to be back on Alaska Live.
Great. Yeah, why not come share them with the Alaska Interior before you head off to Washington and
Absolutely.
Rome? So what's next?
This is a piece by Maria Cristina De Sante. She's a composer from Italy. She actually composed for us in 2006 and in 2003. In 2006, she wrote a piece called Noe Noe, which is based on Pastores Dicte Quidnam Vidistis by Cristobal Morales.
I'm so glad it's you saying that, Jim.
All those Latin lessons in church and music history helped out.
Oh, good.
Anyways, it was for octet, and we wanted to do the piece again this time, but we're only coming with a quintet this time. So Maria gave me permission to reduce it for quintet, and it's quite a different piece for quintet, but just as wonderful. Really a terrific piece. So this is Noe Noe in its quintet form, and with a great thanks to Maria for allowing me to reduce it for this group.
Thank you.
Yes, join us here at the KUAC studios for Alaska Live. That piece was very different than the first piece you played. Obviously, a different composer, and it was arranged, like you said, for the ensemble you have here today. Mm-hmm. And the dynamics of the brass instruments for this piece were... It was changed with the mutes on the trumpets, which was really a cool effect. Karen, can you just play a little bit with, or both of you, just play for a bit with the mute and without, just to give an example of the difference between those two sounds?
We sure can.
Cool. Sorry to put you on the spot, but that is okay. Just a really neat effect that you have with the mute and not the mute.
Okay, I'm going to play without the mute, and Campbell's going to play with the mute. So you'll hear the difference between the two sounds at E.
That's really cool. Is it harder to play the trumpet with the mute in? No, not necessarily. You're passing as much air through both ways.
Yeah. It just simply gives it a different tone color, a little bit more raspy.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I turned my head all of a sudden when you had the mute set. I was like, oh, I hadn't seen you do it, you know, here. And I'm sure listeners of the radio also perked up a bit to hear that difference. And it's really cool.
Maria Christina wrote that piece because each time we go, the foundation puts out a call for scores. And we also commissioned some works. And that was a result of one of the calls for scores. And it's based on music that's based on a Gregorian chant. So a completely different structure of the original music that she took, and I really love the way she uses the muted section to bring a modern and interesting effect to the original music. She brings us right up into the 21st century with the colors and the sounds in the way she sets this music. It's really just wonderful.
Almost like jazz.
Yeah, I'm glad you explained that it was based kind of on a Gregorian chant, but then I heard that those modern tones creeping in there, and like you said, Karen, almost like jazz.
Miles Davis was very famous for using muted trumpets, and that's, you know, kind of, you think of Miles Davis, you think muted trumpet.
The reason why you guys are so good at talking about this music is because Borealis Brass is made up of mostly UAF Music Department faculty, and you all teach individual lessons and composition and performance, and so it's really cool to have you as guests and getting you out of the classroom and into the studio. It's fun.
It's wonderful to get into the studio and
share
it.
Getting out of the classroom.
Actually, we don't get out of the classroom. This is our rehearsal time. So we spend the time in the classroom today, too.
Yeah.
We really love teaching and teaching this kind of music, bringing it to our students, as well as the standard repertoire that they go through in all, you know, in any course. This brings a new dimension, and a dimension women composers and women performers that are quite often not brought out as readily. And Karen is teaching a women in music history class this semester. Yes. And we've actually played for that class and talked about some of the stuff we've done and shared our CD with them. And Karen, so it really is fun.
Karen, can you tell me a little bit about your women in music? Yeah, that's fine.
Sure. This class was actually started by Suzanne Somerville many years ago, and it's back then it was one of the few universities who actually offered this class. Now there's many more, of course, but it's still a unique class. And the interesting thing about it is that, you know, we learn all about the composers like Tchaikovsky and Chopin and Handel and, you know, Rameau and Stravinsky, but we don't always hear about the Clara Schumanns and the Hildegard von Bingen and you know, the composers that we're playing. Ludmila Urina is our next composer, and she was actually somebody that one of my students was set upon to study and write a little paper about. And so, you know, they learn about the other composers, because there were other composers. There have been composers right back to, that we know about right back to Sappho from Greece, who wrote lyrics and was, you know, obviously we don't have recordings, we just have writings about it, but was, you know, supposed to have performed and sung. And we have, you know, the troubadours, who were kind of like the troubadours in that they sang about love and they accompanied themselves on the lute and the harp.
Is it hard to find that music that is from women composers like back in the 15th, 16th century, or was that preserved somehow?
Some of it was preserved. Actually, music from back in the 15th and 16th century was preserved quite a bit, because we did have the printing press by that time. So, you know, music by Hildegard von Bingen is very actually prolific right now. And there's an actual publishing company called Hildegard Press, which does specialize in publishing older or ancient music by women. Most of the ancient music that we have is simply hearsay, but we have the poetry.
Yeah.
What's really wonderful is I taught this class a number of years ago, and between the time I taught that class and the time Karen has taught it this semester, the number of recordings and videos and printed music sources available have just multiplied, you know, a hundredfold. It's just really wonderful to see that it's really, this material is really out there now and you can readily access it. Yeah. And that didn't used to be the case.
There's a wonderful video if anyone's interested. It's actually on YouTube, but you can buy it from BBC and you can download it, I'm sure, on BBC television. It's called Vivaldi's Women. And it's not so much about Vivaldi, but about the women in the Pietà, or the orphanage, or the hospital, actually, that he taught at for 40-some years.
He spent decades at an orphanage teaching music. And obviously, you know, girls had to come through that school and orphanage all the time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And there were thousands of women who came through that orphanage and lived there most of their lives. And actually, several of the women were, you know, not normal in that they had some physical challenges, and due to the syphilis epidemic at the time. Mm. And so the babies were dropped off by the mothers and brought up in the orphanage and taught music by Vivaldi. The fascinating thing is these women were behind scrims when they performed. And so it was a very interesting thing to go hear them, because you never saw the women, but you heard their beautiful music. And actually it's kind of interesting that those women are buried beneath the church in which they grew up.
Is that right? So they had some sort of veily curtain thing going on in front of them, so you could hear the music through that veil, but you could not see them. Wow, I had no idea that that was going on too. Well, thank goodness
we've come. Now we're going and playing in those same churches and playing music by women composers, and of course, you know, Jane and Karen and Hannah, you know, three out of five of us there are women, and, you know, we won't be putting any veils on them, and they won't be sitting behind any scrims.
They'll be,
you know, playing in their rightful place right out there where they belong, and, you know, how wonderful it is that we're able to do that.
That's very cutting edge of you here at UAF to throw those scrims just by the wayside.
Right. No veils for these ladies.
No veils. Well, yes, there's no veils we have here at the KUAC studios either. So you mentioned the composer that was next on the set list, and so I'm going to go back to that.
Okay, Ludmila Urina. She's from the Ukraine. This is on our album, was written for us to perform in 2006, and just has become a staple of our repertoire because it's so gorgeous, and we wanted to include it today for that reason, because it's just absolutely beautiful. This is her Hallelujah. Mm.
Thank you.
is that a choral piece, or I don't know kind of what to say, but it gives me that feeling, you know?
It's very vocal in nature, but yeah. No, it was written for us as a brass piece. I want to just point out, Campbell, I think this is your first official performance with us, isn't it? I don't think we've performed
yet. Yeah, I suppose
yet.
It is.
Yeah, and Campbell is a member of our student brass quintet, Aurora Brass. And they went this past June to the International Women's Brass Conference. They were accepted. They auditioned and were accepted to perform there. They were originally supposed to play an outdoor lunchtime concert. But the group showed up, and matter of fact, a couple of members of the group were the first people at the conference. And they participated and so impressed. They participated in all the competitions and all the participants' ensembles, all of the master classes, all of the seminars, and they volunteered and they got up and they played for the guest artists and were taught by the guest artists. They sought out the guest artists for lessons. And the organizers of this festival were so impressed that they gave them their own concert on the main stage at the beginning of the participants' ensembles concert. So they had their own half-hour program, which was the same thing as any guest artist got. And they did a wonderful job, and they played the Hallelujah. They played that there. And so, you know, Campbell was playing the lead part on this. He knows it well. He's performed it many times, and I was very proud of that group of students. The other students in the quintet, actually, they were a septet for some of their music. They were Teresa Van Heining and Kristen Johnson, and Ryan Musso, and Charles Woodward, and Emily Lingholm, and Keenan McKeergan, all students of ours at the university. And they won that honor. They had to audition. They won that honor to go, and then they further impressed the organizers and won themselves a concert. So,
and Campbell, where was that?
Congratulations to them.
That was in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Okay.
This summer.
Uh-huh. And about how many other ensembles had won that privilege to be there?
There were quite a few other groups that were playing. Others made up of the guest artists, and then others student groups and other people that were participating in the conference.
Well, congratulations. That sounds like such a wonderful time. And way to represent UAF.
Yay!
Yes. 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 We were very proud of them.
For good reason. And now to be a part of Borealis Brass, to be sitting with the UAF Music Department faculty, and that's just a great honor, I would think.
It is, yes.
And you get to go to Malaysia with them.
I'm very much looking forward to it. I have my language learning tapes, so maybe I'll get some phrases in.
Oh, good. He'll have to order dinner for us.
They very much appreciate that, I'm sure, yes. One group that you've mentioned a few times now, and I've seen in your literature and in my travels abroad, I've seen it. It's UNESCO, and I'm still not quite sure what UNESCO does. I know it's like preservation of history of, Jim Bichko, can you explain a little bit better than I can?
UNESCO is the United Nations Education, Social, Cultural Organization. And, I got it all right.
That was really good. That was way better than me.
They do everything from present world forums on cultural and social issues and change. We played at the first World Forum on Music. They have a World Food Fund to help feed hungry people. And the first concert we're doing in Italy this time is for Ithaca, which is their fundraising organization for the World Food Fund. And it's in the Chiesa del Gesù, which is a famous Jesuit church right smack dab in the center of Rome. Matter of fact, you have to cross two busy streets to get to it. But it's this wonderful, wonderful Baroque church. And we are going to play a fundraiser for the World Food Fund for UNESCO. And we just are so fortunate to have an association with UNESCO through these things that we've done. We believe that they do wonderful work, and we're so glad that our music can contribute to the work that they do.
And are there organizations here in the United States that are related and connected to UNESCO also?
Oh, I believe so, yes. Mm-hmm. Of course, United Nations is in New York, is stationed in New York. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, absolutely.
I've even seen it, I think, well. On their stamp on some building restoration through, you know, historic buildings.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. They reach all over the world in preserving and helping develop cultural, educational, social opportunities for people worldwide.
Well, what an honor that you get to play for one of their fundraisers right as you arrive in Rome.
Absolutely.
Karen.
Absolutely. We're absolutely thrilled.
We participated in the World Forum in Music in Los Angeles in 2005, as Jim has mentioned. And there are several groups there, one called Africala, which was a dance group of underprivileged children from all over Africa who danced. Miriam Makeba was on one of those same gala concerts that we were on and one of her last performances, and that was really exciting. But it was, you know, most impressive to see these young children, you know, come up through dance and music and be able to be touring the world and being able to be brought out and you know, shown what is out there for them to do and to be able to go back and influence their own countries. And that was most impressive. We participated in several lectures there and also played on the concert, and it was a very eye-opening experience.
It was really terrific, too, for those students from or those children from Africa to be showcased to the world.
Yeah.
The wonderful things that they're doing that we might never know about. But because of that World Forum, people got to see them, and what a wonderful thing that was.
Did you meet any of those kids? Were they fascinated by the fact that you're from Alaska?
We met some of them, and we met some students who were part of a youth jazz band from Germany, and people from all over. And yes, they're always fascinated that we're from Alaska. It's really, you know, it's interesting. People, you know, they know we're part of the United States, but
yeah.
But Alaska is just something special to everybody, and we love to share that as well.
Well, and learning where those kids were from Africa too. Africa is a huge continent, you know, and to figure out, oh, you're in that part, and that must have been really a neat cultural exchange for you.
It really was. It really was. And they had artwork, visual artwork that they had made that they sold to fundraise for their travels and their work. And Karen and I, who many people in Alaska already know, are married. We bought. We bought one of those artworks, and it's hanging in our house, and we look at it, and it reminds us of not only of the wonderful experience, but it's just a beautiful piece of artwork as well.
Oh, that's great. What's next? Another women's composition?
Absolutely.
Yes.
This is just brand new in. Sherry Marsha Damon, she teaches at an elementary school in Memphis, Tennessee. She's a trombonist that I met at the Eastern Trombone Workshop many years ago. And she had done some trombone choir pieces based on African-American spirituals. And I just loved her work. And so we started talking. And first time we went, we commissioned Go Tell It on the Mountain, which is on our CD, and then some others as we've gone forward. And so this time, the foundation in Italy said, we want another spiritual by Sherry Marsha Damon. And she sent us three, Rise Up, Shepherd, and Follow, Sweet Little Jesus Boy, and Mary's Boy Child Jesus. And we're going to play Sweet Little Jesus Boy for you now. This is one of our favorites of the three, so we decided to play this one for you. So this is Sherry Marsha Damon's setting of Sweet Little Jesus Boy.
This is the Borealis Brass right here on KUAC's Alaska Live.
Thank you.
gorgeous. I bet they're going to love that in Rome.
I hope so, and I think they will too.
It's so, what a special relationship you have with them, for them to know who you've commissioned works from before and to think about that and then ask you, hey, could you do that again and have a completely different commissioned work, but in this style from this person, because we like that so much what you did.
Absolutely. And the spirituals, the African-American spirituals, are really wonderful music. They really represent our country so well. And Sherry's settings of them are just absolutely fabulous.
The way that one started with Jane starting in on the horn and then you joining in on the trombone and the rest of the ensemble joining. And it was just it was very moving.
It really is. And she's just got she grew up singing in her father's choir. And she's just taken that whole internal experience and put it into her settings of this music. It's really part of her experience and who she is. And she's so wonderful to share it with us. And quite so often, she's done so many for us. We're really, really very fortunate.
And part of that process of having works commissioned for you is you go out and seek out these composers and you kind of ask for what you want, or you say, this is what we're going for, what we're going to Rome for this time. And how does that work?
Well, it works a couple different ways. When the foundation puts out a call for music, they give out some guidelines about what the concerts are and what needs to be. For instance, this is sacred music for Christmas by women composers. So they put out the call and the composers adhere to that. When we commission a work, then we have a little more leeway to say, this is what we want. Karen commissioned a work, which we're not playing today, but we will be playing in Rome, from a Canadian composer, Laura Pettigrew. And we've had lots of back and forth with Laura about, well, we'd like this. And this doesn't work so well on brass instruments. What if we tried this? And it's really a great relationship because Laura writes back, okay, yeah, let's try this. And we've gotten what we think is a wonderful piece out of it. And that interaction is just really great fun.
Actually, she initiated it. She came to us initially because she was studying with a person that Elizabeth Rahm.
That's right.
Oh, is that right, Jane?
Who had composed for us, and she suggested she contact us.
That's right.
Very cool.
Right, yeah. We on our last album, we recorded a piece that Jane and John Aspinas had commissioned several years ago called
Canzoni di Natale.
Thank you. I knew it was Natale, which is a three-movement work, and it's one of our favorite pieces to play when we have an opportunity to play with organ. It's also written for violin and organ and three brass instruments. So John Aspinas is
so
also
lucky to
a violinist.
Have John.
Yeah. Yeah, and that piece worked really well. And Elizabeth knew I was from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And Elizabeth at the time lived in Regina, Saskatchewan, and suggested that Laura contact us. Contact me, actually, in particular, because she had a trumpet piece that she had never had performed. And so she sent it to me, and I looked at the trumpet piece, and I set it aside for a couple of years. And then I was asked to perform at the International Women's Brass Conference this past summer, and I put together a program of music by women composers, and as I was looking at, putting together the program, I pulled out this piece and I looked at it again and I thought, well, this is actually a very nice piece. And so I started practicing it. And in January last year, I thought, if she writes this well for trumpet, she probably writes very well for brass. And so I had a conversation with her and asked her if she'd be interested in writing for our group. This was after we knew that we had been invited to Rome. And she was absolutely thrilled. Well, she actually made it down to the International Women's Brass Conference to hear her work that was premiered there by myself, which was several years in the making. So she came down and we met her, and consequently, we have a new piece by Laura Pettigrew.
Well, that's a really interesting process that goes on. It's a definite give and take between the group and the composer, and it sounds like you're forging new New connections also, and as you travel abroad too.
And I think she also submitted that piece to a group in Portugal recently.
Right. And received another commission from them and a residency in Portugal. As a matter of fact, I believe she's there now.
And
she's going to meet us in Rome, and she'll be in Italy with
great.
Us. So, it's really wonderful. We get to meet these composers. We build relationships with them. Quite often, as we've talked about, it results in many more pieces.
Yeah.
And that's just, that's doing new music. That's one of the great things, is to work with living composers and be part of the process of creating new music.
Do you have one more piece for us, at least?
We do, and this is a little early. I know it's not Thanksgiving yet, but the trip to Italy is a Christmas trip. And so we thought we should end with this. This is arranged by John Rutter, and we just want to send this out to
our token male
composer.
The great British composer, John
great
Rutter.
Great, yes, and we just want to...
Oh, that's right. John is not a woman's name. What? Come on.
But we really love this arrangement, and we'll be doing it in Linden at the Fine Arts Center for them, and just... Before we head off, I'm going to let Jane tell you the history of the Fine Arts Center.
Does this work here?
Yes, it does.
Okay. We're kind of familiar with the Linden area. Jen and I like to go birding there a lot. And
where is this?
This is Linden, Washington. So
okay,
it's right
Washington.
On the Canadian border
uh-huh.
with Washington there. And they had an old city hall, which was left vacant because of a new city hall. And so through voting and lots of ideas, they turned the old city hall into an arts center. And one part of it has a little a performing area. It's not huge, but it's just right, we think. It's 150 people it holds. But they have rooms there for jazz, for recording, for doing pottery, for painting. They have all the arts represented in that building, and it would just... had its inaugural open house last September or late August, and we're one of the early groups to perform there. So it's
well,
a
kudos
real honor.
For them for not tearing down that
exactly.
old building and repurposing it into
Doesn't
something.
Doesn't Fairbanks have an empty city hall that we could do this with? All you
planners
and listening.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That city hall in Linden also has the jail is still there.
Oh,
intact. It's a very small jail.
Stay far away from that.
So if you play too many wrong notes, So anyways, we're going to end with We Wish You a Merry Christmas, arranged by John Rutter. This is a favorite of ours and many brass groups. And since, you know, we're on before Thanksgiving, but we're not going to be on before Christmas, we just decided we'd wish you a Merry Christmas now.
Yeah, exactly, because you'll be in Italy during Christmas.
We will be in Italy during Christmas.
Happy so. Christmas Eve.
Thank you.
delightful. Oh, it's been such a pleasure to have you here, Borealis Brass Ensemble. Jane Asness, horn, John Asness, tuba, James Beachgo playing trombone, Karen Gustavison, and Campbell. What's your last name, Campbell?
Longworth
playing trumpet. Thank you so much for being here for Alaska Live.
Thank you for having us.
That's
wonderful.
And best of luck. Good travels on your way. And you're going to Italy and all your performances in Rome and beyond.
Thank you so much.
I'm your host, Lori Neufeld, and my guests today were Borealis Brass. KUAC's Alaska Live series of live music and conversation with local and visiting artists is provided by a grant from Design Alaska, Design Alaska, Architecture and Engineering for the New Frontier.